This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Connecticut police now have a man under arrest in the killing of a Yale graduate student. Her name is Annie Lay. Raymond Clark is a 24-year-old lab technician at the university. His bond has been set at $3 million. Here to tell us more of the details and how students are reacting as they head to class this morning, we have Thomas Kaplan, editor of the Yale Daily News. Thomas, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
So yesterday, Raymond Clark was a, quote, person of interest. Today he's under arrest. Why the change?
Well, the change is pretty simple. The answer appears to be DNA, according to our sources. The police yesterday, when they took Mr. Clark in, collected DNA samples, hundreds of different samples, and the results apparently tie him to Annie Lay. So he was taken back into custody at approximately 8 a.m. this morning after a warrant was signed for his arrest, and he's now gone from person of interest to an accused killer.
Are police sharing any details of the nature of the crime, why they took DNA?
They are not, and the warrant for his arrest has been sealed. But we did learn from the medical examiner yesterday that the cause of death was strangulation. So that's the one detail we know about what happened. But aside from that, all other details are being withheld.
What do we know about the relationship between Lay and Clark while she was alive?
Well, that's a good question. The police chief, the New Haven police chief, this morning described the murder as an instance of workplace violence. Said that there was absolutely no basis to any suggestion that there was some sort of intimate relationship between Mr. Clark, who is also engaged to be married, as Annie Lay had been. We don't know what type of dispute could have caused this or what might have led to it, but it's being described as a workplace violence type of incident.
And so a murder like this of a student, allegedly by another young person at least, who worked right around the campus, has to be shocking, of course, for students around there over the last 24 hours, and this has become such a huge story. What reaction are you hearing from kids on campus?
Well, I think there are sort of two ways to look at it. I mean, one, certainly there is shock that, you know, a member of the Yale community would do something like this, allegedly, to, you know, another Yalee. I think that's just something really hard to get your head around. On the other hand, I think to some extent, you know, the police have tried to reassure students and local residents over the past week that this was not a random crime. This was not a robbery on the street gone wrong, and that it's not any indication that the campus is unsafe or the city is unsafe. So looking at it that way, I think it's reassuring to some extent. But overall, I mean, this is just the type of thing that no one is prepared to try to deal with.
And you have to be asking yourself why this has become a national news story. Why do you think? Is it because she was due to be married or because she was pretty or a Yalee or all three? Why a national news story now?
You know, it's a combination of all those factors. I think any type of crime or scandal on an Ivy League campus, particularly Yale or Harvard, always has legs to become a national story.
Because it's ironic that somebody who's Ivy League would be the victim or the perpetrator of a crime?
Well, to some extent, I think there's also kind of a fascination with sort of the Ivy League culture, and any type of scandal at a campus like this, at a place like this, draws headlines. But I think another element here that's important is just the you know, very peculiar and unfortunate nature of the crime. The fact that Annie Lay was about to be married, the fact that, you know, she literally vanished, you know, in this building, was captured going in on security cameras and then went missing.
All right.
And
all right, Thomas,
I think that's what's so shocking.
Thanks, Thomas. Thomas Kaplan, editor of the Yale Daily News, bringing us up to speed on the arrest of Raymond Clark for the murder of Annie Lay at Yale.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.